Duluth has always been a port city, but that port once looked very different. Listen in as local historian Tony Durkins explains what's missing from this landscape, starting where else with the aerial lift bridge.
Now, that started everything for our industrial center in Duluth. Once we had that canal that the lift bridge crosses, we were able to open up shipping. What happened here was back in the 1870s and 1880s, the grain trade started improving Duluth a great deal. You see these concrete silos out here, these grain terminals. There used to be many more of them. Up until the 1900s, they were made of wood. Duluth had the distinction of having the first working concrete grain elevator, and that's because grain dust can explode. And so a lot of the ones you don't see anymore are gone because of great fires in the early part of the 20th century. We are also missing a great deal of the railroad infrastructure that once graced Rice's Point. Rice's Point is immediately out from the tower as you're facing Superior, Wisconsin, that larger landmass with the bridge on it. There would have been a great big railroad roundhouse that served trains turning around at this point. It would have been lined with many more docks than you see today. And it would have been a very, very busy train yard. In fact, out over the lake, there would have been an extra bridge connecting Duluth and Superior used by trains alone. As we go west from Rice's Point into the bay, there's an area you'll see between Rice's Point and the ore docks in the west. That was used for many, many things. There was a great deal of coal docks there. Beginning in the 1880s, coal began to be shipped from the Great Lakes east from the Appalachians to points in the Midwest. It would stop in Duluth, where I think there was over a dozen coal docks here that spread coal out throughout the Midwest from there. Since the 1970s, however, coal's been coming to Duluth on trains from the west, from Montana, and then shipped to points eastward. There would have also have been a great deal of lumber mills down there at the time. From the 1880s until the 1920s, Duluth was a great lumber center. The Arrowhead and the Iron Range were all clear-cut for lumber at one point, and all would have been floated down to Duluth on the many rivers on log rafts. From there, we get to the ore docks themselves. You'll see two remaining today. Six of them once stood between 33rd and 34th Avenues West. The first one was built in the 1880s, but not used until 1893, once the Merritt Brothers of West Duluth started shipping ore down from the Mesabi Range. Their biggest use was during World Wars I and II, when the steel, the ore from the Iron Range, helped fuel the Allied efforts in both of those world wars, shipbuilding in particular. It would have been an industrial landscape pretty much as far as the eye can see, and that's why Duluth West End and West Duluth were pretty much industrial centers, where mostly the homes were filled by blue-collar folks that really made the nation's wheels turn.
That's historian and publisher Tony Durkins. He's written several books about the history of Duluth, and he runs the website zenithcity.com. Did you grow up in Duluth? What's missing that you remember? Tell us about it or anything else you want us to know. Leave your message after the beep or on our mobile website. This Sound Point was produced by Minnesota Public Radio with support from the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.